KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies, 76 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today. A slight chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon. A high around 92 with a heat index of 100 to 103. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news of the light agenda, the Atlantic City Council held a shorter than normal meeting Wednesday evening. And in his regular report to the council, City Administrator John Lund said residents will be receiving letters this fall from Utility Service Partners Incorporated, or USP, with regard to an optional National League of Cities warranty for existing sanitary sewer lines.
I wanted to remind the public that the city is just a partner in this program. It's not mandatory, and it doesn't cost taxpayers anything. It's just that we chose to enter that agreement because we've heard from other cities that it has saved their residents a good amount of money, and we have a lot of properties in Atlantic that have much older sewer laterals, so it does make some sense that you may want to have that insured. But if you have any questions about it, just contact City Hall.
Now, individual property owners who elect to sign up for the warranty service will have to pay for the warranty, which helps to pay the repair cost of unexpected water or sewer line failures from the city right-of-way to your home. Those repairs can typically cost thousands of dollars out of pocket. In June of 2015, the city opted to enter into a marketing agreement with USP Incorporated for waterline warranty service. The company pays the city a small royalty each month for each paid warranty contract with residential customers. In other business, Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones once again reminded young motorcyclists not to be doing stunts like wheelies and speeding in town. Jones was blunt about the dangers those types of stunts and speed can do to motorcyclists and the dangers they pose to the public.
I know the kids are very smart, you know, because they got all kinds of control, they got reflexes. They run a bike 90 miles an hour and they ain't gonna bother anybody. But something happens in front, they turn, and I hate to be blunt, but I'm gonna be blunt. I don't want our policemen picking their brains up off the streets and putting them in a bag and have to go call their parents and say, here's your son or here's your daughter. If I'm gonna race on the highway, go on a highway, we'll race on the highway. Far, far away from Atlantic. We just don't want our people witnessing what can happen in that area.
The mayor also said he received a call from a member of the Atlantic Cemetery Board asking if we needed extra burial plots because of the bikes running up and down Main Street. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green said if they catch the motorcyclists driving recklessly through town, they could lose their license on the spot and be subject to a hefty fine. On another note, Jones said he also would like any resident of Atlantic who wants to fill an at-large vacancy on the city council to turn in their names and preferably a resume to the city clerk by no later than August 15th. The city's personnel and finance committee will then decide on August 16th whether to make a recommendation to the full council on the 17th, the name of someone to fill the seat left open by the resignation of Bob Cord. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday two men had been arrested Tuesday. 44-year-old Todd Edward Kimson of Corning was arrested on a charge of violation of a protective order. Kimson was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $300 bond. And 59-year-old Carl Eugene Perkins of Omaha was arrested in Cass County on a Polk County warrant. Perkins was taken to the Cass County Jail and released to Polk County authorities later in the day on Tuesday. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say only minor injuries were reported following a collision Wednesday afternoon on the southwest side of Villisca. Authorities say 37-year-old Heather Poston of Villisca was traveling west on 265th Street at around 12:45 p.m. and had stopped at the intersection with Highway 71, but then proceeded into the intersection where her 2015 Chevy Cruze was struck on the passenger side by a 2006 Ford Escape driven by 45-year-old William Robertson of Clarinda. Both vehicles then entered the ditch on the southwest side of the intersection. Damage was estimated at $15,000 altogether. Deputies issued Poston a citation for failure to obey a stop sign. Montgomery County Sheriff's Department was assisted at the scene by Villisca Fire and Villisca Rescue, along with Red Oak Rescue. And two people were arrested on assault charges Wednesday evening in Red Oak. Police say 38-year-old Anthony Anderson and 35-year-old Stacy Anderson, both of Red Oak, were taken into custody at around 8 p.m. The couple was charged with domestic abuse assault, and they were being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail, pending an appearance before the magistrate. In our funeral announcements, Stephen Plain, age 66, of Minden, died Saturday. Funeral services for Stephen Plain will be today at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Minden. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Ethel Mack, age 98, of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Ethel Mack will be today at 2 o'clock at the Ross Calvary United Methodist Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Helen Hummel, age 86, of Oakland, died Sunday. Funeral services for Helen Hummel will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Royce Rudy, age 64, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for Royce Rudy will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Francis Duby Dubin, age 72, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Francis Dubin will be on Friday at 3 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kay Galloway, age 71, of Coon Rapids, died Tuesday. Graveside funeral services for Kay Galloway will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Union Township Cemetery near Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Gary Gall, age 73, of Erling, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial for Gary Gall will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Harry Menching, age 100, of Atlantic, died July 30th. Funeral services for Harry Menching will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Wade Smith, age 62, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place. A memorial service for Wade Smith will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.